keeping in mind the book I've been reading by Jocelyn Brooke, month by month, called The Flower and Season, published in 1952. When I went to Kent this weekend to Barming, I did a tour of the garden with my aunt, and this time as we went by each flower and she told me what it was, I took a picture of it and then later wrote down a list of what we had seen. And we saw blue iris, white snowdrops, yellow primrose, escalonia, a green leafy hedge with orange berries, purple violets, white heather, wedding cake, which is a white bloom on a rock plant, wallflowers, orange wallflowers, skimmia, a hedge with pinkish-reddish berries, a rosemary bush, which was an offshoot from one her brother Fred planted, and yellow winter jasmine. It's quite interesting to me that in his description of February, Jocelyn Brooke mentions that he sees most English flowers of this month, of the spring until June, to be white or yellow. And he forgets, he seems to forget that later in his own chapter he mentions purple violets. So I'm not sure why he says that. He also points out that a lot of the flowers that are out in February can be seen in the woods. And when I was in the woods, I didn't actually notice any flowers. So I may have been unlucky, or it may be that the season is slightly delayed this year due to all the snow or something earlier. But he basically calls February a febrile month. He says one is aware of the germ ring invading the land slowly, like the onset of some insidious fever. Suddenly, after a week of thaw and sleet, the wind blows soft, and one gets one of those miraculous days which seem to have been stolen from April or May, warm and languorous, with sculptured clouds riding the high, pale sky. The catkins shine out with a new radiance. One is startled in the warm woodland silence by a sudden buzz, as of a spent bullet past one's ear, the first bee. So, today, when I saw the sun, I thought, oh, it's going to be warm out there, and I wore a light windbreaker, and I was sorely disappointed. It was quite chilly today.